We say hello now to Jonathan Hutton from Outkick, who joins us. The draft is finally here. Hutton, you have no idea, and I'm sure you and Chad feel the same way. I'm so tired of talking about the what-ifs with the draft. I'm just ready for it to happen now. What's up?
No, let's drag this out a few more months, guys. let's back up the schedule reveal of 2 months as well. Let's just keep this going. The NFL has no offseason. It is crazy. I briefly heard you talking about the draft in Nashville. It doesn't seem like that long ago. The draft will be back sooner rather than later. And it's hard to believe it pulls that type of number, ratings-wise, for a sport where the ball that is used to be played is not even visible on the screen over the 3 days.
I know. We're just talking about the guys that played in college and now, oh, they might be great. At the next level, but that's what we do. So what is happening in your mind? You've been around, you know, the Titans and Titans Radio and all of that. What are the next few days like? Do you pretty much – you have your board done, but what do you think is going through their mind as Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan go through their first draft together?
Well, they're doing their final – you can put final phone calls in to – those that have been around the player, background work, final discussions between Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan. Let's say that. Or you bring in a Bill Callahan, and you have the trio there that discuss an offensive lineman. Or you bring in a specific coach or a scout that has done specific work on the player. But here's really what's going on this week, especially for Rand Carthon, because I think, the very, very top of the draft, I think in the large scope, is viewed as the top 10. Really, it's the top two or three, maybe four picks with Arizona that have been discussing trades the most over the last couple of weeks, maybe. Right now, the final week is when the final 30 visits are over, and this is when Rand Carthon will start to go around the league a bit and discuss scenarios. You know, other mock drafts potentially in their room and say, okay, if this were to happen and it falls this way, what do we do? Okay, well, maybe Minnesota picks up the phone and calls Tennessee and says, okay, if it falls this way a certain way and we don't think you're in the quarterback market, you know, make sure you're picking up the phone because we're going to be moving up here. We're wondering what you're looking for. A lot of that work gets done this week. And, oh, by the way, it did whenever A.J. Brown was traded too. It's the week of the draft when those deals get done.
John Hutton, if you are a Titans fan and, you know, you go 7, which pick are you holding your breath on if you want Joe Alt? Is it like, what's Harbaugh going to do at 5? Are the Cardinals going to trade at 4? Is there a scenario where you're a Titans fan and you're like, oh, God, just get me through this?
I mean, ultimately, Joe, I think it's L.A. that you're looking for to pass on Joe Alt if you want Joe Alt. But really, here's what it comes to. I think Joe Alt is going to be there, okay? I think if you want Joe Alt, the decision you're going to have to make is, do you want Joe Alt or do you want to trade down? Because a quarterback's going to be on the board at 7. And New England's picking at 3, and I think the assumption is New England's taking a quarterback, right?
Yes.
For the life of me, I don't know why the assumption is New England's taking a quarterback, and it doesn't matter which of the last choice of the top three quarterbacks is going to be. Oh, it's going to be J.J. McCarthy at number 3, or it's going to be Drake May at number 3. What if they just like Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, and that's it, that they view as like, we got to take those guys, and then they get a haul to revamp their organization in Mayo's first year, and they decide to trade back for a massive trade that allows another team to move up to 3, and then Arizona decides to draft Marvin Harrison Jr., or you have another trade, and you have all the quarterbacks go. Point being, I think it really comes down to quarterbacks going to fall, and to fall in the top 10 is not that bad. I think a quarterback's on the board at 7, and Joe Alt's on the board at 7.
The decision is,
not do you draft a quarterback, do you trade your pick and you give up on Joe Alt? What's more valuable to you? Future picks? More picks this year? Another top 100 pick? Or Joe Alt? Because I have to decide if I'm Tennessee, is that a franchise all pro left tackle that I'm leaving on the board? Or is it just the Pro Bowl left tackle that is lumped in with, you know, not much separating the rest of the group? I get the sense it's the former, not the latter, based on the way everyone's talking. But again, for all of the draft nicks out there, it's not like a lot of people are evaluating offensive linemen on a daily basis. So I leave that up to the experts like Bill Callahan. I have no idea if Joe Alt is going to be the next Joe Thomas. Bill Callahan should know that. But if he is the next Joe Thomas, you're not passing that up for where this franchise is. If there's any question otherwise, you're taking the trade offer, and you play your cards that way. I'm not going to pass up on future first round picks for where this organization is and the type of team this organization is trying to build. They're not one player away, unless it's at quarterback. They're not one player away from totally revamping their roster. And that's how I would have to view it, especially with the team right now that goes from what, pick 38 to pick 10, what was the number?
Ooh,
in the fourth round. They have a long wait for a draft that is very top heavy. Those seventh round picks this year, they're never really valuable. I guess they are, but they're not, you know what I mean. They're not nearly as valuable this year as they have been in past years. And I mean, they're hard to trade anyway. So it's not like you want a bunch of picks on day three. You'd like to have an extra pick on day two.
A few things. The only draft Nick I pay attention to is Nick Frazier. And yes. And so if Joe Alt can be half as good as a Joe Dubin, then we're all going to win this. Let me ask you this, Hutton.
Half as nice as a Joe Dubin.
Right. Crazy scenario. Somebody called out Harbaugh and said, if you love J.J. McCarthy so much, why don't you trade Herbert and draft McCarthy? Do you see that happening at all?
No.
Okay. No. I mean, they're calling him out.
J.J. McCarthy. Come on.
Boy. I know. I'm not sold.
No, okay, but here's the thing about J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy's more of a leader than Caleb Williams.
I don't think you're wrong. Look, I'm not sold. I don't know if I'm sold on any of these.
J.J. McCarthy's not crying about his coach getting suspended. Caleb Williams is crying after losing to Washington. Caleb Williams is, I saw 5 wins on the board for SC. Now, Michigan had a defense. Michigan also didn't have Jim Harbaugh on the bench for 6 games this year. And I'm not going to criticize J.J. McCarthy for everything just because he didn't throw the football enough. I just don't see him as he's going to be a top 5 pick, I think. I just don't see him as a top 5 pick. Caleb Williams is the number 1 pick of the draft. He's got the talent. But as far as leadership is concerned, as far as when someone says, oh, but J.J. McCarthy can run this type of offense. He runs the Mike Shanahan type of offense. He fits what Sean McVay and what we've seen from Kyle Shanahan and what maybe O'Connell want. Okay, I can buy that because I've seen that type of style from him for an organization that wants to spread the football. Sideline to sideline, quick passing game, but also run the football well. Okay, I can see it. But it's what I saw from J.J. McCarthy. I didn't hear all that much from him. He just led. He wasn't Sharon Moore. He wasn't bawling his eyes out on the sideline after the win against Penn State when his coach was suspended on the flight to Penn State. He just went and won the game on the road and was the leader and ultimately put the team on his back because everyone's looking to that position. They weren't looking for Blake Corum. They were looking to J.J. McCarthy. So I do think that factors in. Drake May watched UNC fall off a cliff the last 2 years in a row in the ACC after starting the season strong. Didn't see much from Drake May. J.J. McCarthy won games. So I don't want to criticize him that much, but I'm not trading Justin Herbert in favor of him by any means.
Jonathan Hutton is with us from Outkick. Hut, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you post-draft.
Thank you so much, guys. And just a quick – you guys are with Stars today, right?
Yes.
I know that's been a long, hard work with the 102.5 family there. So thanks for stepping up for them. And yeah, I know they don't. It's not just students anymore. But I heard the previous interview. If they could just change the word students to simply, and it still fits, right? Mm.
It does. It does.
Well done.
Well done. I appreciate it as always.
I was
always
hoping you guys could finish the acronym for me.
Joe, I was looking to Joe to do that. We both looked at each other.
Right. How about it's just a kick-ass organization that changes lives. There you go.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
see
Joe,
you.
Joe, enjoy your meal.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. He's enjoyed the fries. They have a fry stand out here, and I'm like, Joe, can you not wait until
I'm fasting on Sundays.
I don't mind one bit. I don't want this is Joe Dubin we're talking about. Love that.
Oh man.
Love that guy.
Oh.
I had the mute button on. Sorry, man.
So good.
No, don't apologize. I'm messing with you. See you. Have a great day.